she and her. Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and an open-minded congregation. We strive to be welcoming to all, though we recognize that we all have biases that limit our understanding of how others may perceive us. We stumble in our efforts, but we commit to keep trying to grow our ability to love people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, family structure, age, or abilities. For any guests or visitors today, our service today is unusual because we are having our annual spring parish meeting. You are welcome to stay, but please visit us again when we have our regular service. We will not be having our virtual coffee hour today, so we will have time for our congregational meeting. Please bring your joys and concerns next time. Before we get going, though, I would like to welcome our new Director of Religious Exploration, Alice Mant. And Alice, do you want to say a sentence or two? You'll have to unmute yourself. Just introduce yourself if you would.
Hi, I'm Alice Mant. When I was younger, I was actually a member of Prairie. So some of you might remember me. I guess what I'd like to say is I'm just very excited to be working with you all and to be here today.
Yay. Thank you, Alice. And we have a few announcements. Please see the order of service that was emailed to Prairie News for more information and links. We are sharing our offering this quarter with Wilma's Fund, which was created by Donald Haar, who is also known as William Flynn Stone, in 2011. Wilma's Fund provides assistance to homeless members of the LGBT community residing in Dane County and is a program of outreach LGBT community. Monday at 7 p.m. is our final book study group until after summer. We will be discussing How to Be an Anti-Racist by Dr. Ibram Kendi, led by Barb Park, and study group will start again in September. Thursday fun night this week is at 6:30 p.m. and everyone is welcome to attend. Thursday at 7 p.m. is Prairie Sing-Along. Advanced Virtual Dungeons and Dragons is Friday and the beginner group is on Saturday. Sunday, May 30th, service is A Year Into the Pandemic, Reflecting on Loss, Healing, and Resilience, and it will be led by Christine Milovani. The chalice lighting today is by Judith Quarles and will be read by Barb Park.
At this hour, in small towns and big cities, in single rooms and ornate sanctuaries, outside and on Zoom, many of our sibling Unitarian Universalist congregations are also lighting a flaming chalice. As we light our chalice today, let us remember that we are part of a great community of faith. May this dancing flame inspire us to fill our lives with the Unitarian Universalist ideals of love, justice, and truth.
And Patty Stockdale is lighting our chalice. Please feel free to light your own candle or chalice during this time. And we will now have a time of silent meditation. Our story for all ages today is The Very Last Castle by Travis Jonker and illustrated by Mark Pett.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Storytime with Teacher Charlotte. Today, I'm going to be reading The Very Last Castle by Travis Jonker and illustrated by Mark Pett. In the middle of a small town stood something you might not expect, a castle. It was, in fact, the very last castle. There had been others, but over time they had all been taken down or fallen apart or been destroyed, all but one. For reasons no one could remember, no one ever came out, and no one was allowed in. Up in the tower, the god watched the townspeople silently pass by. Then there was Ib. Every day she walked past the castle, all alone. Every day she stopped. She looked up, she saw the lone god standing stone still. Since no one had been inside the castle, the townspeople had ideas about who or what was in there. "Monsters," said Miss Wicks. "Giants," said Alex.
"Snakes," said Ib's grandfather.
"Maybe it's something terrible," Ib thought one day. "But maybe it's something else." The next morning, Ib walked past the castle. She stopped and looked up at the tower. No god. Ib had an idea. She floated across the moat, walked up to the door, and with all the strength she had, Ib didn't stop running until she was sitting in her desk at school, scared and out of breath. Maybe Grandpa was right. She didn't tell anyone what had happened. Not long after, an envelope arrived. Inside was an invitation. "Your presence is requested at the front gate of the castle on Sunday at noon." Everyone told Ib to stay away. "Monsters," said Miss Wicks. "Giants," said Alex.
"Snakes,"
said her grandfather. Maybe it's something terrible, Ib thought. Could it be something else? On Sunday, Ib stood all alone outside the front gate. With a loud the drawbridge began to lower. She trembled. She looked up at the tower. Empty. She took a deep breath. Slowly, Ib did something none of the townspeople had ever done. She walked inside. It turned out Miss Wicks and Alex had been right. There were monsters, and there were giants, but no snakes. "Welcome," came a voice, a kind voice. It was the god. He removed his helmet. He was much older than Ib had expected.
"I'm the last one left. May I show you around?"
For the rest of the day, Ib and the guard, his name was William, visited every corner of the castle. Before long, they were pruning near the great hall and harvesting by the palace. They ended up where they had started. "Why now?" asked Ib.
"All the other castles are gone," answered William. "Someday I will be too. I want someone brave to take my place, someone curious. Will you help me?"
Ib thought about William all on his own. She thought about her family and her friends outside the castle. She thought, and then she knew.
"Yes," Ib replied,
"but I have a request." In the middle of a small town stood the very last castle. Sometimes someone came out, and everyone was welcome in. The end. I hope you've enjoyed the story about the very last castle.
Thank you, Renee, for sharing the story. So it's 10:15 or 10:14, and we will now call our parish meeting to order. Let me start by reviewing the process for this meeting. We have asked you, and I would ask again, that if you don't have your name changed to your full name, please do that if you can, because that will very much help us for taking attendance. And include your pronouns if you would.